And with us now to talk about the storms that are likely headed our way later today is Jacqueline with the National Weather Service. How are you today, Jacqueline?
I'm great. How are you?
We're both doing good, and I'll pop Rick up so you can hear him. Sure. Him too. So we are going to see probably our warmest day of the year so far today. Got a good chance to get over 90, huh?
Yeah, it is going to be really warm, actually. Much warmer than it was over the Memorial Day weekend, right? We'll see a high of 90.
Twice as warm. Most of Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. We're making up for it, I guess. 92, possibly 92 today. We might top out on, but then the clouds moving in, we're going to see a cold front, the dividing line between a cold front between O'Neill and Ogallala kind of set up, and then that will set the stage for some possible severe weather this evening and tonight.
Yes, yeah. So if anybody is going out to like the area lakes, because it is nice and warm out during the day, going to hang out there, make sure that you do take your weather radios with you, because it'll definitely get kind of stormy as we get into these evening hours here. So we do expect thunderstorms to develop, and they'll develop fairly rapidly, like you said, kind of on the line there back from O'Neill down to southwest Nebraska there, and anywhere kind of just along and south of that line too. But we're looking for the chance of severe storms to develop with hail and wind being the main hazards, but we can't rule out, the chance of an isolated tornado as well. So we're just going to make sure that everybody's weather aware. And then once the severe weather kind of potential goes through, we're going to have heavy rain potential. So it's going to be, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches may be seen in some portions of the Sand Hills. So some areas may see some really good rainfall over the next, 24 hours here, and it'll kind of continue until Tuesday evening. And unfortunately, although today we're expecting the 90s, Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be much colder, or cooler, I should say, high of 65 here on Tuesday.
What do you mean, unfortunately? That's better for me, man.
Some people are wanting the summer weather.
I would prefer the 60s, 70s, and low 80s, but, can't please me all the
time.
I'm
in that camp, too. So what
the next couple days.
Yeah, Jacqueline, as far as initiation in Lincoln County, what are we looking at as the most likely hour for initiating storms to start?
I would say anytime after 4, but I would say the best time's probably between, 5, 6 p.m. For that potential, but okay. We could see as early as 4 o'clock or so. So if you do have the outdoor plans, just start to kind of get weather aware as we get towards the late afternoon time period, just to kind of.
Okay.
Does the your projection, is it going to be more of a protracted rain over a few hours, or are we just going to get a dump?
So we're looking at it initially to begin kind of the supercells and then kind of turn into a line of storms, and then behind that we're just going to get kind of more of that moderate, steady rainfall to kind of develop after the cold front kind of pushes through.
That
so it'll
would
be
better.
Kind of more of that steady rain probably all through the night, and then it can continue into Tuesday, even Tuesday afternoon and evening.
I'll take that.
It'll be kind of rainy.
that's better for absorbing and getting some moisture back in the ground.
Yeah, for sure.
So the winds are also going to be a factor in this, too. Talk about that a little bit, how there could be some gusts exceeding even 50 miles an hour.
Yes, yeah. We do have the potential that we could see some damaging wind gusts, so that would be anything greater than that 58-mile-per-hour range. So, 60, 70-mile-per-hour winds aren't out of the realm there for severe weather. And then also some large hail may come through, so... Definitely, if you got any nice vehicles or something, put them in your car, in your garage early in the day.
Hail, possible hail protocol. Get the cars, car and vehicles, campers, whatever, anything that's valuable. Get them in a spot where the hail is not going to bother them for sure. So a dramatic change after a high of 92, dropping down to about 47 tonight. And then just for for June, very cool, even with highs 65 tomorrow, 70 on Wednesday, and really mostly cloudy both of those days, huh?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and it's ranging anywhere from, about, I would say anywhere between about 10 to maybe even 15 below normal for this time of year for temperatures. So mm-hmm. It's kind of chilly for the start of June, let's put it that way.
I remember taking in college, I took a meteorology class, and we talk about averages and norms and all that. The way they arrive at that, our weather is we rarely hit the average temperatures, high or low, and precip. But it's just like putting it all in a basket, basically, and mixing it up and coming up with what is phrased as the average or normal. We rarely have that. We are usually, a certain amount, well, sometimes way above and sometimes way below, and that all mixes together to make a normal or an average temperature. So we always that's kind of the line that we go on, right, for whatever time of year we're in is a normal average. But we have to keep that in mind as we go along, that we rarely have days that hit the average right on.
Right, yeah, so it takes it over, like, 30 years for the same day. So, like, mm-hmm. in June 1st, every temperature that we've had for 30 years, it kind of gives us an average, which, like you said, it could be maybe 5 of those days out of the 30 hit the same temperature or very near the same temperature. It kind of gives us that average. So that's how, you might get it. But, yeah, it takes it over the 30 years. So there, it seems like a lot of years, it's either below or above that temperature.
What is the average high for the first week of June?
For North Platte?
Yeah.
Let me get that real quick. The average high for right now would be about 80. So that would be our normal for the high temperature. And then the lows are about 50. So we're not too far off from the lows, but for the high temperatures, we're a lot more off for at least this first part of the June. We'll have that extreme of a 92, and then it's much cooler.
It's funny because I just think back over my lifetime, and just, of course, I grew up in Lincoln, but I've been in western Nebraska since the early 90s, and just the... You get more extremes, I think, when you live out here in western Nebraska, too, both temperature and precip. And you can have droughts like, we're still considered in a drought pretty much, even with the rain that we've had lately. But you can go through periods where you're just like, it rains so much, you're praying that it would stop. And then you can just have periods like we've gone through. It's just like, what do we have to do to get rain? Do we have to dance naked or something? What's it take? Right.
So the Jeff Foxworthy had a saying that just you hit me with that one.
Yep.
Now I'm gonna go out and have to butcher a hog to get that mental image out of my mind.
No, we do. We go through some of those extremes. We've had the drought, even in the last, I would say, 10 years, we've had drought, and then we've had those really wet seasons that have come through, and now we're kind of in that drought again, but if we can get some more rain, maybe that'll help out. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to get more rain because, May and June tend to be our wetter seasons. So,
yeah, if we don't get it in May and June, we rarely make up for it in July and mm-hmm. August and into the fall because it seems to be usually dry. We get more isolated storms, which you can get, heavy rain, but a lot of times it just dumps it in buckets and it really doesn't soak into the ground and do benefit the ground that way.
Jacqueline,
I
got one other question for you, Jacqueline, a little off the topic from what we're at right now, but... Do you have any reports or anybody send in any pictures from the Aurora Borealis that we had a chance of seeing last night?
No, we had not today. I was surprised. Did anybody go out to see it? Do you guys have any pictures?
I was out. I was looking, and I never really saw anything that I could say, yeah, I saw it. But And tonight,
I'll give you a hint,
if it hung over tonight, it's going to be a foregone conclusion because we'll be total cloud cover probably.
Yes, yeah, total cloud. One thing I found just in my own experience is with those auroras, as you go out there looking with it through camera lens, sometimes you can pick it up a little bit better.
Yeah, or use your phone and do it, and it can show better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I tried that. I tried using my Sky Guide to see where they said anything was, and I wasn't getting anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bummer. Well, maybe nobody else got any either, because I looked. Nobody's sending any pictures into us yet.
Okay. Just checking.
Returning to the weather.
That's weather.
It is, yes.
Yeah, it is. It's produced by the atmosphere, for sure. Looks like another good chance of rain on Thursday, remaining cool, up around 70 for a high, and then we begin to warm back up where we expect June to be more in the range on Friday and over the weekend, but still hanging on to a chance of showers and thunderstorms each day, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we've got that chance. And as we go into the weekend, we still have the chance for some more storms coming in. So, you know, I know it's the time of year where everybody kind of goes out, especially, like, to the lakes and stuff on the weekend. So, again, being weather aware and just making sure you kind of keep an eye on that forecast as it gets closer.
Mm-hmm. And next week looks really nice as far as being weather that's closer to the norm. At this point, it's looking like upper 70s through mid 80s for the majority of next week, with the caveat that that could change, of course, as we go. But.
Right, yeah. Right now, it doesn't look like we're going to see any more in the 90s, at least. Not in the next week.
Yeah, so. And I'm okay with that. If we could just confine the 90s to July, I'd be okay with that. Just
right?
That one month where we have
always get, yeah, yep.
90s.
A nice stretch of 90s in July. Yep.
Yeah, we could be okay with that. Of course, we know that they ain't going to happen.
Give me a stretch of 90s. Right. I'm going nocturnal.
Yeah, Eric's going not stripping down to his skivvies, no doubt.
There you go.
How's that for an image here?
Right? It's in my brain now.
Jacqueline, thanks so much. We appreciate you stopping by. As always, they can go to the website there. What is your website? Because I just have it bookmarked here.
It is weather.gov, G-O-V, okay. And then /LBF for Lee Bird Field.
Okay. That gets you the specific forecast, and then a handy thing to always help gauge the potential severe weather is your hazardous weather outlook that you post each day. And right now it says there's a slight level 2 of 5 risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight across much of north central Nebraska. Main threats, large hail, damaging winds, and heavy rainfall, what we talked about there. So. You're responsible for keeping the hail and damaging winds away, okay? I'm putting you in charge of that, Jacqueline.
All right, I'll try. I know. My car's out in the open here, so.
Oh, there you go.
We don't get that large hail.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining us. You have a great day and a great week, Jacqueline.
Thanks. You too.
All right, bye-bye.